football on off the ball.
I've won a lot of penalties in diving, yeah. Yeah, quite a good few, yeah.
It's like the Lance Armstrong. The interview.
Oh, like if Farr was around when I was playing, I wouldn't have had a career. That's how good I was at the...
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
With thanks to Ayr, delighted to be joined by Cork hurler and captain Dara Fitzgibbon. Ayr has reached another major step in its network evolution, recognised by Opensignal as having Ireland's number one 5G network coverage. Dara, happy Munster Championship Week. How are you?
Of course, thanks for having me.
Before we get into the take of it, the league campaign and the Munster final is coming up. I don't know if you've seen the news that they're proposing to change the league final in the hurling to September next year to maybe coincide with a bit of festival in hurling around the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, I saw it this morning, yeah. And we were just having a few photos with Gerald Burns outside, and he was talking to me about it as well. And he asked me my opinion. I think it's cool. First and foremost, for just the promotion of hurling in general, I think it's a really, really good idea. So from a player's point of view, I don't see why we shouldn't be trying to promote the game worldwide, because it's such a good game. So I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
Oh, very good. Would you be a golfer yourself as well, Dara?
No. I don't play any golf. No. But it's cool to see the Ryder Cup come to Ireland.
And just coming off the back of that league final defeat to Limerick, overall, how did you find the league campaign?
I thought it was very positive. We have a new management, obviously, who brought in a lot of new players and built in a lot of new players as well. We won 5 out of our 7 games. Obviously, the league final didn't go the way we would have liked. And that's probably down to the players on the pitch didn't perform to the expectations that are probably required or expected of us. So it's sharpened our focus and sharpened our preparation for Sunday against Tipperary now, which is for the most important thing.
How hard is it to turn around so quickly after such a physical game against Limerick, and you've got Championship 2 weeks after that?
Yeah, it is quite difficult, to be fair. It's still quite early in the year. It's coming up to April 19th, and we've probably have 7 games played, which is a little bit different probably when I started playing in County Hurling a few years ago. I suppose the league final probably just gave us the best preparation for championship possible. If we weren't in it, we probably would be playing a league game against another county anyway. It sharpens us and it gets us ready to the best that we hopefully can be against Tip on Sunday.
We've heard a lot already this year about Limerick bringing the standard up again a level this year. Did it feel like that out on the pitch? Are there certain learnings that you can take from that loss?
Yeah, they were excellent, to be fair, and they were excellent in the round robin game that we played below the Gaelic rounds as well. As a playing group, having come up against them so many times in the last couple of years, we're not surprised either. Like, we know that they haven't gone away, or similar to Clare, similar to Waterford, they're not going away either. We're all really aware of how tough the 4 games that we are coming up, and just trying to be one of the 3 teams to get out in Munster is going to be a real challenge.
Is it something you enjoy, having that jeopardy? I know it's been spoken about saying we should let a 4th team out of Munster. Maybe it's not fair for such high quality teams to be leaving the championship so soon, but does it make it a little bit more special going in, knowing there's so much on the line from the very first game?
Yeah, I think the round robin format coming since 2018 has really made the Munster Championship extra special. We probably didn't think it could get any better, but it actually has. And each year, the standard seems to be getting better, and the games seem to be getting better. And there seems to be drama every weekend that there's a match being played. With regards to 4 teams coming out, probably if you look back, you probably have 4 chances to get out, and if you don't get out, you probably don't deserve it. And if you do get out, you do deserve it. Compared to a couple of years ago, you might have had 2 games, and if you lost those 2 games, you would have been out. So, people probably have to be a little bit careful for what they wish for as well.
And just taking a look at the game this weekend, heading up to Thurles to take on Tip. The last time you played them, there was over 30,000 people packed out Páirc Uí Chaoimh for just a standalone league game. And we've seen that the Tipperary County Board put some of their tickets back up for sale for the Cork public to get on board with. What kind of an atmosphere are you expecting?
Yeah, I think it's probably, I'm sure it's going to be a full house, and it's probably going to be electric, I think the Cork fans' love of travelling to Thurles as well, to be fair. And we haven't been there, we weren't there last season, so it's probably been 2 years since we've been there. You know, like, I think every young fellow, when they're growing up, you know, dreams of playing in Thurles. So it's really exciting to have that ahead of us on Sunday.
It's going to be difficult to avoid conversations of this being a repeat of the All-Ireland final last year. And that does add a little bit of spice to the game. But for you yourselves, there's been a lot of talk of what will Cork do if Tipperary play the sweeper again. But are you taking this as a completely clean slate again now this year?
Yeah, it's a clean slate, and you know, it's a new championship, and it's a new year. And we're playing the All-Ireland champions, so we're well aware of the challenge that lays ahead, and they're, you know, they're home and we're away as well. So it's going to be a really tough performance, that one that we're relishing as well, and looking to take on as much as we can.
And a new role for yourself this year as captain. You said it might have been a little bit of a surprise for you when Ben O'Connor asked, how proud is everyone of you, especially home in Charleville?
Yeah, you know, it's such a privilege, you know, to be the captain of such a great kind of team. You know, it's probably, Cork Hurling is probably a little bit historic as well, you know, and the group of players that are there at the moment, they're such good players. But I'm lucky, I have a lot of, you know, ex-captains that are there. Very, very willing to help out with anything that needs to be, but it's not necessarily a group that kind of has one guy speaking or two guys speaking. You know, there's 13 or 14 different guys there that have plenty of experience and are well able to share and bring their knowledge to it. And, you know, that makes, you know, for a great high performing environment.
And just for yourself, Darragh, in terms of positioning, we've seen you alternate between midfield and wing forward over the last couple of years. Where is your favourite place to play?
I honestly, I don't mind. Like, I play all my club hurling in the half hour line. You know, and I've played probably midfield a lot for Cork over the last 10 years. The boys at home in Charleville would often be mocking me, and because I play in the half hour line with Charleville, they're saying I can't even get on in midfield in my own club team. So, yeah, but I genuinely don't mind. There's pros and cons to both positions. You know, probably in the half hour line, you're a little bit closer to the goals, and you know, you're kind of more of a target for puck outs, so you might be you're less depending on breaks, and you know, the game might bypass you a little bit less. But you know, enjoying both, and you know, I'm not going to be one to be trying to, you know, give out about what position I'm playing on the Cork senior hurling team. You know, it's a privilege, and you know, very grateful to be playing in either position.
We've seen Barry Walsh come in this year to that half hour line, and I know there's been a lot of talk of him not playing with the under-20s against Waterford tonight, so hopefully we might see him make his championship debut at the weekend. What's it like having younger players like that coming into the team?
Yeah, you know, it's every panel and every team needs an injection of youth every season. You know, Barry is coming in, he showed that he's at home, you know, at this level with any of the games that he's played in so far, whether that's in that full far line or the half far line. But you know, he's such a top class young guy as well. You know, he's so level headed. You know, and you can see that there's no kind of, I suppose, pressure or there's no nerves on him either. You know, he's so, like, physically, he's just in unbelievable shape. Like, myself and Theo Manny were actually speaking on the way home in the car from training on Saturday, just saying, like, the weights that he was lifting in the gym and the way he's able to move, like, he's years ahead of what we were when we were 19 and 20, you know. So, you know, there's great days ahead for him down the line, but hopefully Sunday can be one as well in whatever role he plays.
And we had new management coming in this year with Ben O'Connor. They seem, even off the field, quite different personalities. Does that translate as well into their coaching style between himself and Pat Ryan?
Yeah, like, of course, they're different personalities, but you know, Ben has been very clear that, you know, a lot of things weren't broken, so there's no need to necessarily fix some of those things. You know, he's not come in and he's not thrown everything that Pat's done out the window and said, right, we're going to do this, sir, and we're not doing that anymore. He's been very clear with the players and with his own management group that, you know, obviously tweaks need to be made here and there, but that would be like with every management. You know, if Pat was back this year, there'd still be tweaks needed to be made here and there. That's what we're trying to do. But, you know, I obviously know Ben very well. He trained us and coached us in Charleville as well. And like, I would have looked up to him when he was playing with Cork as well, because obviously he only lived over the road from us in Charleville. So you know, it's a privilege to be able to play for Rydal, and it's a privilege to be able to play for a player that's, you know, done it all and has done it all in management so far as well.
Does that feed into the group making a difference, having someone on the line who has done it, and you've got Ronan Curran in there as well? Does it add a little bit of an extra belief to the team because they've got first-hand experience knowing what actually needs to happen out there?
Yeah, I'm sure it does, yeah. I suppose, like, from my point of view, like, and from a lot of guys my age, our point of view, like, we all were, like, the young Cork kids going to matches now, going watching those guys in Croke Park and Thurles and winning trophies. You know, so it's a privilege to be able to talk to them every night of training and just trying to carry out what they want to do and just carry our ideas to them and listen to their ideas, you know. You know, they're top class guys, and it's a privilege to be able to play for him and hopefully play for him over the next three seasons as well.
He's been very forthright when talking to the media after games that he said it during the week that he doesn't want anyone on the team to be kind of toeing the party line, and he wants his players to express themselves and be confident. And we saw that with Alan Connolly earlier on in the year, outlining that this Cork team wanted to win the league, the Munster and the All-Ireland. And just at the start of the week as well, Alan said that when this team is playing at their best, nobody can beat them. Is it really reassuring having a manager that just says, go out and say what everyone is thinking? You know, we don't need to be putting a couple of cliches out there. Every team wants to go out and win all of these three things.
Yeah, like, I think, you know, you want to win every game you can. You want to try and win every trophy you can. You know, every panel has got its own, I suppose, personalities and its own kind of free spirits, and Alan is a free spirit, and you know, that's what makes, you know, what makes the team really, like, you know, what makes the team special and what makes our group special. And you know, but like, I don't put it, people are probably trying ignoring a little bit as well as how good Alan is on the field as well, you know. And even in the league final, I think he got, like, in as a forward unit, where the forward unit probably didn't fire or didn't probably work hard enough to beat Limerick. He worked and he got the majority of our tackles, and he nailed his freeze, which is a new role for him as well. So, you know, it's he's a top class player, and he's a top class guy, and along with Ben as well.
Do you think there's a little bit of outside noise wanting to latch on to any time a Cork player exposes a little bit of confidence? There's an easy label to say Cork are cocky and they're this and they're that, but in reality, you're just going out saying what everyone else is thinking.
Yeah, it's working both ways too, though. Like, you know, I think over the last 2 years, it's been a little bit like, if Cork win a game, or they're going to win the All-Ireland, whereas, and then if Cork lose a game, you know, they're not getting out of Munster. So, you know, like, we don't pay attention to it at all, really, to be honest, you know. We know that we've got, you know, huge supporters and great fans that are filling those stadiums, and every time you go to a field, there's a sea of red. So they are the kind of things that we're focusing on, and obviously just, you know, just trying to perform to the best we can. You know, we don't, like, we're not, you know, disrespecting any opposition in terms of our preparation. We know how good everyone is, and we're preparing as much as we can like that.
How enjoyable is it to play in front of those kind of crowds? Like, having been in the crowd myself, I know it's unbelievable as a spectator, but it must be something so special to be able to be on a field when you look up and see the flares and see the sea of red, and especially when you're a team that's playing well and a little bit creatively.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of the most special things that could happen, like, kind of in your lifetime, you know, like, you're a young fella, you know, going, kind of fulfilling your dream of playing for Cork, and then you see just the support in the sea of red. Like, it doesn't matter where it's at, Croke Park in the All-Ireland final or a league game in Parky Queeve, you know, every time you run out onto the field, it's a sea of red, and it just, like, it brings goosebumps every time you walk out. And, you know, if we might get a little bit of a run in the match, you can hear the Cork crowd roaring, and, you know, they've been unbelievable to us over the last two seasons especially. And, you know, we wish, obviously, that we could have brought home as many trophies as we can. We've brought home a few, but there's a few that have probably slipped our grasp. But, you know, we're trying our best again in 2026 to, you know, give them something to cheer about as well.
And Gerry Hussey has been brought into the management team as well to work with yourselves as players. Is there something specific he's brought in, or is he working with individuals on a one-to-one basis?
He's working with the group in general. You know, he's our performance coach, and he's carrying a lot of the activities that Gary Keegan would have carried out previously with Pat Ryan. But I suppose the one thing Derry has brought in more than anything is just that kind of element of fun. You're playing such probably high pressure environments, you're probably thinking and getting a little bit nervous maybe before matches every now and again. So he's just kind of trying to strip it back and just bring it back to, you know, you're playing like and you're fulfilling your dream like that you probably would have had when you were a kid. And you know, it's fun, it's only a game of hurling at the end of the day, and you're playing in front of such a big crowd, and you get to express everything, all your talent that you've got inside you. So they're the kind of message that he's bringing over the last quite number of months that he's been involved, and you know, he's been a breath of fresh air, to be fair.
Very good. Well, Dara, thank you very much for talking to us, and best of luck at the weekend and the season ahead.
Thanks so much for having us. Cheers.